You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. For many of the nation's struggling small businesses, the latest $900 billion coronavirus relief package is a much-needed shot in the arm to coincide with the new year. And with stricter terms, loan caps, and earmarked funds for minority-owned businesses, this round of relief comes with more oversight to ensure that money is going into the pockets of the businesses that really need it. Emily Marr is the Assistant General Counsel for the Hawaii Employers Council. She spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino to break down the latest relief package.
What happened over the recent vacation was President Trump on December 27th signed into law the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. Altogether, it's a $2.3 trillion spending omnibus bill, but $900 billion of that is dedicated specifically to coronavirus relief. And then what is good news for a lot of Hawaii employers is the Consolidation Appropriations Act extends a lot of the COVID-19 relief measures that were enacted last year, just with a few tweaks to kind of correct some of the hurdles that existed last year as the programs were first rolled out.
So in particular, what's the plan for that $300 billion in small business loans? How much of that money is Hawaii going to see, and how is it going to be distributed?
So I think you're talking about the Paycheck Protection Program, which the Act is extending the Paycheck Protection Program through March 31st. Altogether, countrywide, it's going to be an additional nearly $300 billion for employers to apply for forgivable loans. And this next round, I think, will be especially helpful for many employers in Hawaii because this round of PPP loans directs the Small Business Administration to earmark $12 billion of that $300 billion to minority-owned businesses. Hawaii is a state where we are a majority of minority-owned businesses. We have approximately 70,000 at last count, according to the SBA recent statistics. So an enormous number of Hawaii-owned businesses stand to really be eligible and likely to get some of that funding.
Well, in many ways, we've seen the pretty stark racial disparities in how this pandemic has been affecting people in this country. I can assume that probably goes the same way for minority-owned business.
That's a really good point, Harrison. One of the recent studies that the SBA did release showed that, unfortunately, some minority-owned business owners in Hawaii have been suffering, and so certainly this will be welcome relief for them.
Now, we've also heard of some provisions of stricter terms and loan caps for these paycheck protection plans. Can you get into that?
Absolutely. So on this second round, the law is really seeking to fix, some of the loopholes that we heard about last year. So now, in order to be eligible for a Paycheck Protection Program loan, you cannot have more than 300 employees, and you also have to have gross receipts that demonstrate that you actually suffered as a result of the pandemic. So your gross receipts must demonstrate at least a 25% reduction between comparable quarters in 2019 and 2020. In addition to that, they've also implemented loan caps. And so, you may have heard in the news about some really large companies that didn't seem to need the money, getting a lot of money. That won't be the case this time around. The loan caps are either the lesser of $2 million or 2.5 times the average monthly payment for payroll.
That phrase, proof of suffering, is a pretty dark way to determine that. But as you know, and as you just alluded to, there's been a lot of headlines in the news about some recipients of small business loans who certainly might not have needed it as much as other struggling small businesses could have. It seems like what you're saying is there's a lot more oversight in this round of funding to make sure that people who actually need it.
Absolutely, that it's more widely allocated, that the money is getting to the people who really need it in order to stay afloat.
Now, I understand there's also additional aid being given to colleges and universities. Could you speak about that?
Sure. So from the employer perspective, the aid that is being given to employers with regard to education is to allow them some tax credits if they were helping their employees pay down their student loans. There may be other provisions, but because I'm only looking at this from the perspective of employers, and the Hawaii Employers Council is only focusing on that, I couldn't speak to any other university-specific measures. One thing that I have been focusing on is Congress passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, and it was a huge change and a real scramble for employers to process the implications of this new bill, which was set to sunset on December 31st, 2020. What this new federal law, the Consolidation and Appropriations Act, does is it extends the refundable payroll tax credits and the employee eligibility for FSCRA, paid sick leave, and family leave. So now, instead of December 31st, 2020 being the deadline, employers and employees could take advantage of this up through March 2021. A really big difference in this, though, is that it's optional. So under the original act, covered employers were required to provide this leave to their employees, and they no longer have to. But I think many employers will be interested in taking advantage of this opportunity because they will still receive tax credits for doing so.
Now, throughout this pandemic, small business has really borne the brunt of a lot of the economic damage that we've seen here. Are you getting the sense from employers that this latest round of funding is really going to help certain businesses stay afloat, or is this really just a Band-Aid on a wound here?
You know, certainly anything is better than nothing, but I think that President-elect Joe Biden really spoke what a lot of people were thinking when he said that this is great, but it's just a down payment. You know, he's already signaled that his administration is really going to be enacting a lot more relief, that a lot more relief is necessary. How successful he will be at implementing this agenda depends, of course, in part on the outcome in Georgia. But the Hawaii Employers Council will continue to be on hand to track this new legislation, and all employers, even those who aren't members, can go to our website, hecouncil.org, and look at the latest round of legislation and relief and get our analysis on it.
That was Emily Marr, Assistant General Counsel for the Hawaii Employers Council, talking with the Conversation's Harrison Patino about this latest round of federal COVID relief.